House Democrats tacked their latest Medicaid plan onto a bill they'd planned to kill. This version would send some newly eligible recipients into the exchange for coverage, but not until 2017. Nashua Democrat Cindy Rosenwald told colleagues the overall plan will improve health outcomes and bring financial security to 50,000 of the state's low-income residents. And she said every day without expansion costs the state more than $500,000 in federal money.
The clock is ticking. And if we don't act to bring this money back home, we will lose it.
Republicans, including John Hunt of Ringe, spoke out against the political maneuvering.
This amendment has had no hearing, will not have a hearing, and is totally inappropriate for us to be taking it up at this time.
The bill passed without a single GOP vote. It now heads to the Republican-held Senate, where leaders prefer all new recipients pick up coverage through the exchange starting within a year. They say they'll take a more deliberate path. Governor Hassan, a strong backer of expansion, says she's willing to work toward a compromise. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.